Welcome to WISA Weekend, WISA's weekly radio magazine. I'm Jerry Kenny. Thanks for joining us this Sunday morning. Coming up on today's program, we'll give you the scoop on two upcoming holiday events from the Central State University Chorus and the Dayton Gay Men's Chorus. You'll also hear about a project the DGMC has underway geared at giving voice to LGBTQ&A youth in the Miami Valley. Later in the program, we've got Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. Up first, numbers show more and more Americans are turning to technology for help staying healthy and losing weight. Mobile step and calorie counters, fitness apps, and wearable technology such as Fitbits are more popular than ever. With the season of holiday overindulgence underway, we tested one of the newest fitness trends hitting the Miami Valley. It's a health club machine that harnesses the power of 3D technology.
Good morning.
How are you, Nick?
Frequency Fitness, or Freak Fit, is a relatively new personal training facility in Kettering. The gym has everything you'd expect: free weights, treadmills, step climbers, and other weight machines. But the gym has one piece of equipment that you're unlikely to find anywhere else, at least for now, a 3D body imaging scanner. The machine consists of a rotating platform connected to a tower that houses a camera that moves up and down and maps the topography of your body. Hundreds of measurements are taken as you stand on the revolving platform. The idea is simple, says Freak Fit owner and personal trainer Ben Heal.
The last thing you want to do when it comes down to structuring your body is get 6 months, 8 months, 1 year into a program and not know what it's doing to you until it's too late, and then you have to reverse those conditions.
Ben says comparing multiple scans over time is an excellent way to gauge progress in losing weight or getting fit, but for many people, the thought of seeing their bodies replicated on a computer screen is intimidating. I feel that way as well. But earlier this fall, I decided to give the scanner a try. I've been trying to lose a little weight for some time, but it's hard to stay motivated when you don't see the numbers on the scale dropping. Today, I'm going in for my second scan.
Okay, Jerry, that little beep you heard just says that you've been weighed. Go ahead and take the handles and pull them up to a natural position where you're standing at your best posture. And when you're ready, just lock your head in position and hold down both buttons.
The scanner takes about 35 seconds to measure my body at hundreds of different points, calculating circumference, length, contour, and width. It also analyzes weight, posture, and balance.
That's it. And if you would just step
It off. Takes another 15 minutes or so to compile all that information and send a report to my smartphone. Once I log in, I can see those numbers and, along with it, a very detailed image of my nearly naked body. My three-dimensional avatar rotates on the screen before me, and I can see myself from all sides. The image is jarring. Ben acknowledges the 3D scanner does provide a level of detail most people have never had access to before.
In the past, it would take me about 15 to 20 minutes to measure you, and I would have to pinch you with calipers and measure you with a tape. And at that, we're only taking, 18 total measurements, and the accuracy varies from trainer to trainer. This is 100% accurate.
Giving your trainer access to the scan-generated report and to the images is optional. I check the box that gives Ben access to both.
Before we look at the numbers, I'm seeing two images of myself that not really happy about.
Well, you're affected by a condition that most people are. It's called being human. A lot of us don't like what we see when we see the image of ourselves.
So what do you see in the numbers from scan to scan?
Well, with your
Ben explains the scan shows I am making progress.
We see that your body fat percentage has dropped a whole half of a percentage in 1 month, which is actually pretty nice. We're looking at the weight. You lost 6.9 pounds, so it's a 7-pound loss in 4 weeks, which is fantastic.
I'll admit that learning what the data really means is reassuring. My workouts are having an impact. Still, after seeing both detailed 360-degree images of myself, I don't exactly feel better. Ben tells me,
what you got to be careful of is letting those thoughts or feelings creep into your head that you don't look good or that you're not good enough. You have to have a realistic outlook on your physicality, and if there's things that you want to change, you should address that with a physician or a trainer who can help you make those changes in a healthy manner.
And that's what the 3D scanner is designed to do, arm people with more accurate information so they can make faster progress toward their fitness goals and stay motivated. Ben says body imaging scanners also provide a new pathway for physicians and fitness trainers to work more closely together.
Don't get ahead of me on the count now. Last one. Come on, last one.
So far, Freak Fit in Kettering is one of the few places in the region that offers 3D fitness scanning. Industry numbers are hard to come by right now, but there's evidence the scanners are part of a growing global trend. Fit 3D, the maker of this scanner, reports selling hundreds of pro scanners in the last 2 years, with an estimated 200,000 people around the world taking 3D scans. This week on Excursions, WISO Music Director Nikki Dakota helped shine the spotlight on two local choruses. Coming up, we'll hear a performance recorded live in our studios by the Central State University Chorus. First, let's listen to part of Nikki's conversation with members of the Dayton Gay Men's Chorus. Full disclosure, I am a singing member of that chorus, but was not involved in this interview. On Wednesday, Nikki's guests were DGMC President Drew Huggins and Musical Director Kathy Clark. They spoke about the DGMC's upcoming holiday concert and a new project underway that involves LGBTQA youth in the Miami Valley.
One of my all-time favorite carols. I just love that. That's almost like an arpeggiation in there. That's just a little sample of the Christmas Cotillion. It's this year's holiday performance from the Dayton Gay Men's Chorus. It is my pleasure to welcome from the chorus the president of their board, Drew Huggins. Drew, thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much, Nikki.
And also returning to the show, Artistic Director Kathy Clark. Thanks for coming, Kathy.
Thanks, Nikki. Glad to be here.
You've got a couple of big events. Well, you have events throughout the year, but always I think of the holidays, I think of the Dayton Gay Men's Chorus offering always a good time. Christmas Cotillion, you're calling it this time around. Tell us a little bit about the show this year.
Well, we came up with a general theme for the entire season, which is school days, and we divided the holiday, our benefit in April, and the June concert in segments of a school year. So we're calling the holiday one Christmas Cotillion, referring to perhaps your old high school Christmas dance or, you know, the first big event that you had for the school year kind of a thing.
The Cotillion, I love that. It's such like a it's like an old, wonderful
it's an old-timey word.
But everybody right. knows what it is. The event is on December 2nd. That's a Saturday, and it's an early show at 6 p.m. They're going to get underway with that at the Westminster Presbyterian Church. That's on North Wilkinson Street in Dayton. We'll put links to all this information up on the WISO page. In fact, I already have all of that there. Tell us a little bit about the choir. How many voices are in there? When was this choir established? And I know that it's a wonderful place of companionship and camaraderie, and I think that probably about a part of the founding of it.
Yeah. You're totally right about that. This year we have 36 guys, and the blend and the choral quality we've been able to achieve is pretty amazing, so I'm super proud of them. And we've been doing a lot more things this year, as well as developing a small group within the choir that also goes out and does. We just performed at the LGBTQA dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, and we're going to be at the Grand Illumination in downtown Dayton.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to
I know you guys
to...
have sung at the Dragons game, the national
That's
anthem.
That's right. Yes, That's right. Yeah. So we're proud of that, too. That's become an annual event, actually, for us. So.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
And when was the choir founded? I'm sorry.
This is our 15th season. They started off with just a very small group of guys that were an offshoot performing at Cincinnati Men's Chorus, which has been around for a lot longer than us.
Ah.
And we were performing at St. John's Lutheran Church downtown, and we've been growing ever since then.
So if someone was interested in becoming involved, being a part of the chorus, where would they point themselves?
They would go to our website, or they can follow us on Facebook. Our next audition time, we actually call it vocal placements, is going to be January 9th, and anyone can join us then for our spring season. That's going to be a two-concert a cycle, so we'll have our April 7th show, which is a benefit for the chorus, and then our June 2nd show, which is at Victoria Theater.
A lot going on. You can point your browser to DaytonGayMen'sChorus.org. Notice that, not .com. This is not for profit. This is for the love of it, for the good of it. And again, that's DaytonGayMen'sChorus.org. And speaking of for the love and for the good of it, there's another aspect that you've put forward, another arrow into the world that you're inviting young folks in the LGBTQ community to participate in something you call realizing oneself, being young and LGBTQ in America today. Tell us about this, and I think this is such a cool initiative.
Thanks, Nikki. So as Kathy had said earlier, this season is school day. So we had been wanting to do something kind of bringing us back to everybody. We are all different generations back to school. So last year, we started thinking about what would be a great way to reach younger people. It's been a struggle. We do have some younger members, but in general, we skew a little bit older. So we applied for a grant with Ohio Arts Council. We got that grant approved, and this is going to be a text contest for 14 to 24-year-old LGBTQA. Youth.
I don't know what the A is. I'm sorry to tell you that.
A is for allied or allies.
Oh, perfect.
So you don't have to be LGBTQ in order to write, because we know that with any organization, any movement, the allies are very, very important as well.
So any movement, anything
any movement
at all.
Exactly.
It's about we're magnified with every hand laid to the task, no question about that. Wonderful. I think that's so smart and forward thinking to include the allies in this.
And we're asking them to write a four-stanza poem or text that then we're going to be putting to music, and the top three will be awarded what we're calling a commission on stage at our June concert, $500, $750, or $1,000 commission for
Wonderful.
Their poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And the music is going to be written by Kathy, and they'll collaborate actually directly with Kathy on that. And so that we're putting what they meant, their intention, their feeling behind it, rather than just them writing the text. They're going to sit down with Kathy and kind of say what they were thinking of when they were writing it.
And put it in musical context. You can, I think, submit yours at DaytonGayMen'sChorus.org?
Correct.
And point your browser there and check that out. Drew Huggins, the president of the Dayton Gay Men's Chorus Board, and Kathy Clark is with us as well, the artistic director. Kathy, that's a very brave thing for you to do, to offer to work with someone as yet unknown to create some new
works. Well, I appreciate
works.
You saying that. I have to admit, it's really a love of mine. We did just this past year, I wrote a piece and we collaborated with Dayton Contemporary Dance Company and did an original piece entitled Together We Must. So it's writing is a real passion of mine. So I'm excited to see whatever the writers come up with and what I can do in terms of a piece or a song or whatever and put it together.
It is realizing oneself, being young and LGBTQA in America today, an opportunity for you to have your words, your sentiments, your expression of self set to music. It's just a wonderful, wonderful project, and you can connect to that and to these people at DaytonGayMen'sChorus.org. Again, that's just all one word, DaytonGayMen'sChorus.org. And the deadline is December 31st, the end of the year. So then you'll have what? Did you say the April? It would be the June performance.
It's the June.
So you'll have half a year,
a
good
time,
chunk
right.
To work on that. But if you have any interest in that at all, do it. Or maybe if you know someone who does, encourage them to connect this way. Even if they're not among the top three, the expression of self is so meaningful and cathartic. And if you feel alone, I think when you point your browser there, you'll realize that you aren't. The performance of Christmas Cotillion is on a Saturday, December 2nd. That's coming right up, and that's at the Westminster Presbyterian Church. That's at 125 North Wilkins Street, right in our gem city. Again, it's an early performance at 6 o'clock. Is it just because we all would rather have an early performance and then go out dancing later?
I think it's just tradition. It's, so they moved to that time about 10 years ago from what I hear, and it is kind of a nice time because there's so much going on during the holiday season, so it's a great way to kick it off, go out to dinner, spend time with family and friends afterwards.
So I have not met you before, Drew Huggins. Tell me a little bit about how you came to the Dayton Gay Men's Chorus.
So my husband actually joined 4 years ago. He joined the chorus, and I met Kathy through his involvement. He's always sung a lot. I just basically sung in the shower or in the car. I didn't sing very much. Sang a little bit in high school. And then, but I saw how much joy he was getting out of it. So I joined the chorus and was promptly asked to step up as vice president.
Hey,
and
you then, seem organized. Come in here.
Yes. And then moved into the president position, and I just love it. It's definitely a lot of work, but it's a labor of love. I really love everybody that I work with. And getting this message out is so important, particularly in this day and age, is getting our mission, which is to achieve a gay-affirming presence in the greater Miami Valley. That's vitally important right now. There's too many kids that think that they're alone, like you mentioned. Mm. And if we can stand up as 38 out, proud gay men and say who we are and that we're from all walks of life, it's the best way to do it.
What is your story? What is your story of yourself or of someone you know in the LGBTQA community? If you have one, do that. That's good for you. Even if you don't win, sometimes it's not even about it. It's about that opportunity to tell your story. Point your browser to DaytonGayMen'sChorus.org and see what we can't get up to. You could be writing with our guest, Kathy Clark. Kathy, Drew, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you so much, Nikki.
Thanks for this great work that you're offering up. Jerry Kinney has been kind enough to make us a little bit of audio from, I think this is from the rehearsal, is that right?
Correct.
So this is a little taste of what's coming. The Christmas Cotillion, again, that is Saturday, December 2nd, coming right up, 6 o'clock show, nice early Saturday evening at the Westminster Presbyterian Church. That's at 125 North Wilkinson Street in Dayton, Ohio. You can find all that information on WISO's Facebook page. Thanks again, guys.
Satan's power, and we were gone astray. Oh.
Music from the Dayton Gay Men's Chorus heard earlier this week on Excursions. Host Nikki Dakota also had as her guests last week members of the Central State University Chorus. Their concert, which will be recorded live and released on CD, is coming up Sunday, December 3rd at the Paul Robeson Fine and Performing Arts Center. Here's part of that live in-studio performance.
In the Lord, in the Lord, my soul's been anchored in the Lord. In the Lord, in the Lord, my soul's been anchored in the Lord. In the Lord, in the Lord, my soul's been anchored in the Lord. In the Lord, in the Lord, my soul's been anchored in the Lord.
My hope is built on nothing less.
My soul's been anchored in the Lord.
And Jesus' love and righteousness.
My soul's been anchored in the Lord. In the Lord, in the Lord. My soul's been anchored in the Lord. In the Lord, in the Lord. My soul's been anchored in the Lord.
I do not trust the sweetest grace.
My soul's been anchored in the Lord. Been anchored in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord. My soul's been anchored in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord. My soul's been anchored in the Lord. My soul's been anchored in Jesus. My soul's been anchored in Jesus.
My soul's been anchored in Jesus. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosoms fly. While the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high, hide me on my Savior high, till the storm of life is past. Safe into the haven guide, now receive my soul at last.
In the Lord, in the Lord, my soul's been anchored in the Lord. In the Lord, in the Lord, my soul's been anchored in the Lord.
Beautiful selection and perfectly suited to these voices. Jeremy Winston, the director of the Central State University Chorus, in studio with us today. They have a recording participation opportunity coming up a week from Sunday. That's December 3rd on the campus of Central State University at the Paul Robeson Fine and Performing Arts Center. What a delight. Jeremy, do you just like go home and think, I have not lived good enough a life that I'm surrounded every day by the sound of angelic voices?
Well, I do have to say there are many days when I walk into the choir room, and I think we've all the listeners, and we've all had these days when it's like, oh, we're just going to get through this day today. And then you walk in the choir room, and then they start to sing, and that emotion is kind of swept away, and you're re-inspired to finish the day. So I probably should move choir rehearsal to 7 a.m., and that'll just kind of, that'll just kind of make everything work. I'm sure they'd love that.
Or extend it through the weekend so that we can all get just recharged.
Right, absolutely.
Every day. None of those brilliant, shining, sparkling voices can actually hear what I'm saying because they don't have headphones. But I have to say that their presence and their congregation is something that causes the rest of us to buoy up and be made more joyful people. And that certainly goes on, I guess, every noon in Wilberforce, right, at Central State University. We're in studio with Jeremy Winston, the director of the Central State University Chorus. Again, make it your business to be a part of a recording that will last forever. Jeremy, I think about like my musical icons who die, mm-hmm, and I just feel sad, but I try to immediately remind myself that they leave a legacy.
Right.
They leave a legacy of music, and you're endeavoring to make that a part of the ongoing legacy of the Central State University Chorus, and we can all be a part of that. We can be a part of the voices and the buoyancy.
Absolutely.
That gathers. I'm so pleased that you're here. Thank you so much for coming. Will you do one more for us?
So we'll close with this this one song. It's Ave Maria.
The Central State University Chorus recorded live on Excursions this week. Their concert, which will also be recorded live and released on CD, is coming up Sunday, December 3rd at the Paul Robeson Fine and Performing Arts Center. The show starts at 6 p.m. I'm Jerry Kenney. This is WISO Weekend.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. The third week of late fall, the first quarter of the paper white moon. A month ago, I took a long drive to see the trees of middle fall, and as I traveled, I paid attention to the way I missed being home and the way I missed summer, and I thought about what caused the discomfort at leaving both behind. Since my wife died 5 years ago, I've tried to understand how to come to terms with home. I have become overly attached to the place where I live and to my story contained in its rooms and gardens. It's hard for me to go away. On the other hand, once I'm on the road and look closely at the different landscapes, I like the freedom and I take comfort in what I find. I don't become detached so much as I befriend the new space and time. Spring and summer have always been my favorite seasons, and I miss them now. But when I'm too sad to see the leaves come down, or too fearful of abandoning the safety of my yard, the grip is obviously too strong. Homesickness comes from holding on and from being held too much. Befriending is an open acceptance of what appears on the other side of home. Each pole is a mentor, and each year I learn from autumn and the road not to hold summer and my home too close to me, and I learn to make friends with the cold and absence. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the final week of late fall. In the meantime, if you let the summer go, then it will come back again. Poor Will's Almanac for 2018 is now available. Order yours from Amazon, or for an autographed copy, order from poorwillsalmanac.com. That's almanac with a K.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at WYSO.org.
That's it for this edition of WYSO Weekend on 91.3 WYSO, giving voice to our community, our nation, and our world. I'm Jerry Kenney. We'll be back next Sunday morning at 10. Thanks for joining us. Up next on WYSO, it's Vic McCunis with the Book Nook.